After 3 straight years of hurricanes hitting the region, many have become familiar with terms like utility hardening, or the process of making hardware less susceptible to storm damage. But there's much more that goes into preparing for severe weather. Mike Temple, Director of Administration for Talquin Electric Cooperative, says his company is working on improving accommodations for its mutual aid partners.
The logistics side of it is so important to take care of those 600-700 people, including our 200 employees, is very difficult. So this time of year, we are talking to local vendors that feed those mutual aid crews that are coming in from out of state. We're talking to hotels to be able to house them.
In a storm, Temple says, fallen trees represent the majority of damage to Talquin systems. As a result, the company spends about $4 million each year to manage trees and other vegetation surrounding its power lines. But in places they can't, technology is put to use.
There's places in Tallahassee that these canopy roads that don't allow us to do that. So some of those canopy roads, we have put up tree wire, wire that's actually insulated, so that the trees, when they touch the line, won't knock the line out.
For any utility company in the aftermath of a storm, communication with customers is key. Caitlin Culpepper, Community Relations Director for Tri-County Electric Cooperative, advises people to establish those lines of communication before an outage happens.
Reach out, whether you're a Tri-County member or Duke Energy or another co-op. You reach out to them, make sure that your account information is correct, make sure that your phone number is up to date, make sure that you have all of their means of communication, whether you follow them on Facebook, download their mobile app, sign up for their texting, all of that stuff. Doing that in advance makes it a lot easier to report your outage.
This hurricane season so far has brought 2 named storms, including Hurricane Barry, which missed Florida and hit Louisiana. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.